Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ready for another hour of information, conversation, and focus on the American family farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen here with another story about organic and your farm. And the subject matter is often organic here on this program when I talk to guests, but it certainly isn't the only focus by a long shot, actually. There are a lot of other things that come into our focus that are important to extol the value and virtue and kind of keep pushing, if you will, to have the American family farm stay relevant, stay on top. And so that's what we devote this program to, the American family farmer. Welcome into the folks listening for the first time to WMAY in Taylorville, Illinois. That's WMAY. How do you do? Now, there's a part of the country, lots of American family farmers there, lots of farming going on. It's the heartland, if you will. I love driving. I was driving through there a couple of 3 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Unfortunately, I couldn't enjoy the sights because it was in the middle of a snowstorm. But it's I just love going through farm country, wherever it is, East Coast, Midwest, West Coast, a lot of great land, a lot of great people. And so that's why we do spend our time with the farm, the family, the food, all of the questions and answers that come with regard to the program and how I conduct myself here. I like to spend the first few minutes of the program talking about things that are in the news. And I think this week, more than any week that I've noticed here recently, consumers' thoughts, thinking about the farm, it's spring where people are buying their seeds and actually starting in my area. The tomato plants are being started. A lot of the things that get put out early are already in the greenhouses getting started. 3/4 of consumers are looking for foods that are locally produced, according to a new survey by the Hartman Group. This is up 5% since last year. And they say one of the things is because they feel that the products, the produce that comes without use of antibiotics, which happens hopefully on a lot of farms, hormone-free products, are what they want. The wellness survey suggested about half of adults are interested in grass-fed animals. Now, the thing that you don't know about that, and this is something that I've been talking about not only here, but I think there was more news about it this week. I talk about on our daily DJV program, the fact that Tyson is now so largely invested, not only in chicken, but in beef and pork. And that's one of the reasons the Chinese are trying to buy Tyson's out. They own Smithfield, and that's pretty much a pork producer, although they do some beef and very little chicken. But now they're trying to take over Tyson's, and Tyson's has become a huge, I think, what I see, 80% of all of the slaughtered beef in this country is being sold by Tyson. Now, what do you think that does to the price of beef? Have you noticed? We had somebody on this program a couple of weeks ago, the fellow, one of the regenerative ag folks that had his own breed of cattle, the genetics, and they were selling beef. It's kind of like Omaha Steak, in a manner of speaking, except it's their own brand. And they were selling, I had one of the people on my staff, I don't eat beef, but I had her go, she's a big beef eater, and she's pretty good at comparing steaks. And she said that for what they paid for the steaks that were being offered, they were the best steaks that she's ever eaten. And I think it was $9 a pound. I don't even know what steak costs now, but I know that Tyson is responsible for a 14% increase in the cost of beef since the beginning of the year, and a 21% cost increase in general beef prices since last year. And this goes for pretty much all of its fish, It's beef, it's pork. You know what's going on. So are you raising these things? And is there a way that you can commoditize? See, this is what I more often than not am advising. If you're growing something, if you have a commodity, whether it's dairy, beef, pork, whatever it is, or produce, you should be selling it on your farm. You should get the markup. Why should you let the middleman, the people who would take your product, give you a pittance for it, then go out and mark it up the way Tyson's is doing, and basically hurt the source of supply, which is you? Why not do that yourself? That's my first question. I'm looking also at some of the reports from the dairy world, all the disruptions, all of the big, the flavor of the month, if you will, in terms of who's buying out who. The interest in dairy has grown in this past year in terms of retail volume. There are a lot of things that we have, like the frozen ice creams and novelties, processed cheese, butter, sour cream, yogurt, ice cream and sherbet, cottage cheese. All of those things are up in volume. Milk is not, because of the incursion of the things that aren't milk, like that almond white crap and the story crap and whatever else. There's nothing that I've ever said on the air that's gotten me more of a positive response than my stance on milk and what it really is. I have said hundreds of times on the air and elsewhere that I don't believe that it's not milk if it doesn't come out of a mammary gland. That's it. This is the almonds. You don't milk almonds. You don't milk soy and all the other stuff. So when I look at the interest in dairy products but the lack of interest in milk, I think it's very interesting to see where it's all going. But I still think that because dairy has been so disrupted by the huge agribusinesses, the factory farms, thousands and thousands of cows on one place and a feedlot that stinks to high heaven, who wants? And that's what I think has turned a lot of people off to milk, frankly. They say, I'm getting milk that comes from a place like that. So I know you're doing a better job than that on your family farm, and I think that it's appreciated, frankly. All right, so anyway, that was something, as I see some of the dairy producers around me trying to create their own, there's still people who are trying to get their own cooperative together and get a processing plant and sell their milk directly to the public, which, as I say, is the only way, I think it's the only way to go to survive. At any rate. So there you go. That's a few tidbits of news. Coming up, Dave Chapman, who's from Longwind Farm, we're going to talk about soil because it's becoming more obvious to me that people, the response I've gotten the last 3 weeks to my conversations about regenerative ag and the content of the soil and people waking up to the failures that we have in our country with regard, and it's not only here, it's elsewhere around the world, where we're killing the soil. You got to wake up to that. So that's where we're going in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Do you realize how crash diets and then rebounding weight gain are so harmful to you? The yo-yo history of dieting. And there are, you know, you trace back, dieting has been a part of society since 500 B.C. in Greece, where people started, there are records of people going on diets and trying to lose weight. And then you fast forward to France in the 1700s, and there are a lot of paintings showing the French king on the throne being really fat. And then a couple of years later, because he went on a diet, he didn't look so fat. And it brings me around to thinking about the dynamics of losing weight and keeping it off. How do you lose weight and then keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in, a fabulous way to lose weight and to keep it off. This is an all-natural product. The ingredients are very, really pretty simple and straightforward, put together by a doctor and three of his nurses 25 years ago. The things that are in there, the aloe vera, the collagen protein, the digestive enzymes, these are all aimed at rebuilding your body and keeping it strong as opposed to what some of the competition is doing. That just, you know, you take a lot of stuff, has caffeine in it, makes you jittery, but helps you lose the weight. And then what do when you're all done losing the weight? That's where this product comes in. Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Ask for it by name. Go to toploss.com. That's actually the only way you can buy it. You buy it through the company, just like the family farmers sell your own product. These people develop the product. They sell it themselves. That product really does sell itself when you get down to brass tacks. So if you've gained weight and you're losing it and you want to keep it off, please go to toploss.com. Please investigate what people have said about the product and how successful they have been. You can ask questions. People do a chat. You can have a real live person talk to you as a consultant. But Calitren is the name to remember. Toploss.com is the website to go to. And when you're there, check out the DJV. Use the DJV code when you do check out. Check out their specials, all kinds of ways of you buying lots of product and only paying for half of it. Right? The unlimited BOGO deal right now. Lose the weight, keep it off, check in at toploss.com, and when you check out, use the discount code DJV.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
In a few minutes, we're going to meet a gentleman who actually has graced the airwaves with us before. Dave Chapman is here from Longwind Farm. We're going to their website gives it away, realorganicproject.org. Not that I said, as I earlier indicated, that everything that's organic, this is only about organic growing. It's not. It's about regenerative. Our themes the last couple of months have been focused on regenerative ag. As a matter of fact, podcast from the American Family Farmer that we have every week, the most recent one begins with news about how the Right to Repair Act is progressing and the president's support of that. 77% of farmers are buying older farm equipment to avoid dealing with unfriendly repair people on new equipment. We also had on a recent podcast, the American Family Farmer, Del Fike, who operates a cattle company. He was the person I was referring to. He and the cattle that he's growing are just superb, and they're selling it direct, and they're doing a fabulous job with it. So anyway, tips and help. That's what this is all about, to make sure that your family farm continues to be successful. All of our American Family Farmer Show podcasts are free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. That's the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the fun.
Joining us now in the American Family Farmer is Dave Chapman, who runs Longwood Farm and Real Organic Project. We've talked to him several times in the last three or four years since we started doing this program. There are a lot of new listeners, a lot of new stations, and a lot of the focus has changed. So let's refresh people as to how Longwood Farm became your calling card. I think that's really what it is, right, Dave?
That's right. It's just what I've been doing basically my whole adult life, Doug. So, yeah, I'm, you know, in my 60s, so it's been a long time. I don't know. I think I've been doing it for like 40 years.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I've right. been doing this for 55 years, so we have something in common.
That's right. Anyway. You consider the alternative, it's all working out fine.
That's right. It is perfectly, as a matter of fact. So what do we get? What happens on Longwood Farm?
We just grow tomatoes, very delicious tomatoes in a greenhouse in the soil. And, you know, we grow them year-round, and they're very good. We sell them around the Northeast in a lot of different stores.
Mm-hmm.
We mostly wholesale. So I think we're fairly unique. We're almost getting to be unique in the United States because more and more of the tomatoes being sold under the organic seal now are hydroponic. And that, of course, in my mind, is just not right.
But, why? Explain why it is that you feel that in organic or aquaculture, in hydroponics or aquaculture, this is not a real organic product. Why can't you have water that puts ingredients in it that are organic, or because the water supply is corrupted? I'm interested in you sort of getting into the weeds a little bit here to explain the difference.
Well, organic farming has always been defined by feed the soil, not the plant. It's always mm-hmm. been defined by building up the amazing life in the soil by carefully marshalling and, whenever possible, building up and adding the organic matter in the soil. So, and the idea is that you actually get a different nutrition in the food as a result of that, because you got these, you know, all soil, you know, even soil that's been punished brutally has some life in it, but a really healthy soil, and health is defined by the diversity and the volume of microbes and larger critters living in it. So, you know, now...
So they can't, most critters can't live in the water. That was just saying?
Very different population lives in the water. Water has its own critters, but they did not all co-evolve to grow a broccoli plant or a wheat plant or a cow for that matter. So, you know, that's a good place to grow seaweed, but it's not a good place to, you know, grow corn. So I think that that is the idea of organic agriculture, and of course not everybody agrees that that's right, but that is what it is. And so when you start getting hydroponic production, and we're also seeing now large confinement livestock operations being certified as organic.
Again, nonsense.
A big cutoff from the soil there, you know, and all that manure, which should be God's fertilizer, instead becomes a waste product that they don't know what to do with.
Yeah, right. And I wish I had some of it on my farm to mix with my witch's brew that I consider to be organic, the cow manure, chicken manure, horse manure, pig manure, whatever there is that's around. There's a lot of it, and it is very good, and it speaks to what's going on the farm. That's part of our theme here, the regenerative ag focus. What's in the soil, what's on the soil, what's in it, and what's on it are not necessarily the same. I think we'll continue that conversation with Dave Chapman from longwindfarm.com is the website for his farm. We continue in a matter of moments.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
For Valentine's Day, jewelry gifts remain the ultimate symbol of what love should be, precious and eternal. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America says that finding the right gift is easier than you think.
For Valentine's Day, all jewelry gifts are appreciated. However, jewelry that has a sweet sentiment, like heart-shaped jewelry, really shines. Colored gemstones are also very popular right now, and with so many beautiful options for earrings, necklaces, rings, or bracelets, gemstone jewelry feels extra personal. For those looking for a foolproof gift, ask your jeweler about diamond earrings and necklaces, as they remain timeless gifts that can be worn with everything.
Any other good tips?
When buying the perfect piece of jewelry, find a reputable jeweler, like those who are members of Jewelers of America. They uphold the highest ethical standards and will help you find the perfect piece for your loved one and your budget.
For a list of professional jewelers near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
France's president meets with Russia and Ukraine presidents separately as tensions continue.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says students and teachers should continue to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools, even as Democratic states lift mask mandates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasized flexibility on Wednesday and said the White House is evaluating the data. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A pilot program that aims to put illegals under house arrest is receiving pushback.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
It's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. The taxpayers are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment, and unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a GM factory near Lansing, Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. We're into the middle of February and feeling optimistic. The weather is breaking around the country. That's kind of cool. People getting started. So you are the founder of Real Organic, maybe Organics. And I want to equate what you've said to maybe bring it home one more time. The health of the soil and the amendments that are put into it, the way that the soil has been destroyed, not deteriorating, but destroyed by the products mostly that come from Monsanto and Bayer and Dow Chemical and DuPont and all of these outfits that have increased. The farmers love them if they don't know any better because they increase yields. But if you look at the, soil itself and you see how dead it is, it really, I mean, it's to the naked eye. It's pretty doggone obvious. And so, you know, the people say, well, all of that, why don't these companies take, I now have a big compost operation on my farm.
With all of the
things that come in, food waste and leaves and whatever else is around. The fellow who is partnering with me, very interested in keeping it organic, doesn't take any grass clippings because there's too much in the grass. That is, you know, sprayed on by people to kill the weeds. And then you think about your own flower garden and you're using Roundup, spraying. Look what's in it. And
yeah,
so,
some of those herbicides that they use on grasses are very persistent, and composting won't knock them down.
No.
You spread that compost and you put some plants in it, and you can still see that herbicide twist in some of the plants. It's not a good thing at all.
You know, when you realize that the things that are being put into Roundup and the stuff that comes out of Monsanto, I don't mean to just pick on them, although they're the most obvious. The stuff that is in those things was the same stuff that was used in Agent Orange to kill all the foliage in Vietnam and to kill people as well. And yet we find it still, it makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
To sell that stuff.
It
is craziness. So, but you're all about educating people. I get it. But you're fighting against the government because the USDA, full of hacks from all these big corporations, the giant farming businesses. So the average family farmer there's no leadership there for us. There's nothing there that protects what you're trying to do and what I'm trying to do, unless I'm missing something.
I agree with all that, except, honestly, Doug, I'm not trying to fight against the USDA. I'm trying to build an alternative to a failed system.
Yeah, okay. That's a much more positive and better and healthier way to look at it. And I hope that people perceive of what I'm saying, even though I am awfully critical of these
hackers
trying to get to steer people away from them.
Too. We tried reform, but it just didn't work. And I'm not giving up on the government, but with my limited life energy, I decided that it was better to do what it was we meant to do in the first place. So be able to connect the farmers who are growing in this way with the eaters who care.
Yep.
And if the USDA organic program isn't doing such a great job, we'll do a better job.
So let me ask you about technology. For a lot of consumers, the interest in healthful, healthy, natural foods and products, do we feel like there is a place for agricultural technologies? I mean, a lot of people think that what's happened with hydroponics and look at Driscoll and the way they grow all of those berries, the number one producer in the country. You know, those things never have seen any soil.
Some have and some haven't, but yes. Driscoll's is a huge company. They grow the majority of the conventional berries and 70% of the organic berries is sold in America.
Mm-hmm.
How about
pretty
that? That's a monopoly.
Yeah, it sure is. So you don't think they influence what goes on in the USDA? That doesn't mean you can't do better and to take, to take your position on this. Okay, so that's the way they do it. Now it's time for you to do it the right way and to tell people that you're doing it the right way. Better taste, better nutrition, and sustainability. How's that for a sales pitch?
There you go. You got it right.
Okay, we're done.
You know, the only thing that stands between us and total success is people's understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not a hard sell to show somebody a picture of on the cover of a carton of milk and show a picture of a cow in a confinement CAFO and then have another carton of milk with the cow in pasture and say, these are honest pictures, which one would you like to buy?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have to think about it very long. It's just that they never get the honest picture.
No, I think you're right about. Well, they do if they go to the local family farm. I think they get the picture.
Absolutely.
But not,
if you can buy it from somebody you know, totally different story.
Yeah, exactly. So explain the CAFO, the CAFOs.
Yes.
Will you take that on for a moment?
Sure. So that's a government term for concentrated animal feeding operation, CAFO, and it's an acronym to describe a situation in which a CAFO is a large number of animals who are basically confined and the food is brought to them. They never go to the food. And you have chicken CAFOs and you've got beef CAFOs, you've got milk CAFOs, and they have a definition. It's an EPA term because they create a whole lot of pollution at the farm because you can imagine basically a city of, a big CAFO is equivalent to about maybe 400,000 people living in a city with no sewage system except giant lagoon.
I use the example of driving on the 10 through Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, whether you've ever done that or not. And as an example, when you get about 10 miles outside of El Paso, and you're driving actually in either direction, but mostly coming from the west into the city, there are two or three huge farms, they're big factories with feedlots. You can smell those farms 10 miles out. If you have the windows on a warm day, the windows are open, and you're right, they're all living in that waste. They're living in that pile of... And so how can the milk that comes out of those creatures be any good?
That's
all.
Right.
You know.
It's bad for everybody. It's bad for the cows. It's bad for the customers. It's bad for the people who work there. It's bad for the neighbors. It's bad for the local economy. Everybody loses except some son of a bitch somewhere who owns that mess. Not there. They don't live there. Far away. And they're making the money. And they think they're winning, but even they're not winning. So it's a lose-lose for everybody. We just need to stop it.
All right, let's talk more about how we do that. The creation of the Real Organic Project is our focus here with Dave Chapman from Longwind Farm, website longwindfarm.com. You can research there. He has a special section on keeping the soil organic, and that's why the Real Organic Project makes sense for us to keep up with, as we do here. We've had Dave with us before to talk about this, and as we're doing the regenerative thing, it seemed to make sense to bring him back again. Speaking of making sense, are you resting well? Do you have the complete sleep system from MyPillow, the quality quilted cover for your mattress, the plush support foam in the mattress, the coils? Are you sleeping as well as you have at any time in your life? If you aren't, time to go to MyPillow.com, look the product catalog over, and see about the basics. If you got a problem sleeping, then you need to go to MyPillow.com and start from the ground up with the basics. Mattresses, mattress toppers, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of that is there. These folks are at your service selling hundreds of thousands of dollars of merchandise every day to people all over the country. And with the DJV code, you get deep discounts on all of MyPillow products, the towels, the mattresses, the slippers, you name it. Look at the catalog, see what they've got. But especially if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest, save 30% on the MyPillow coil mattress right now using, and they finance the mattress too for you, using the MyPillow page, the code at MyPillow. You go to the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Dream Sheets as well. Lots of great reasons to go in there, and I'm appreciative of the fact that they have done such a great job with this American company. It's not, you know, it's not the flavor of the week. It's the company that has so many people, hundreds and hundreds of people making these products. So enter the promo code DJV anyway to buy products that, for the most part, come from America. They make a few things in Asia, like Bangladesh. They make the slippers, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, everything comes out of that factory. MyPillow.com is the website. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free, or 30 to 65% off, depending on the product that you want to buy, at MyPillow.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
All right, so back with Dave Chapman for a few more minutes here. The project itself, you know, looking around and trying to, I think you said it well, not trying to convince you, just give you the information and you do what you want with it. But certainly understanding through these sorts of organizational connections for folks that are interested in continuing the way of life and the family farm. What about things that people can use as tools? Like, there must be podcasts these days and videos and things on the website. What do you find is the best way to educate a lot of farmers?
Well, Doug, we tried just about everything. So the place to go for resources isn't my farm website. It's the realorganicproject.org website. And
okay,
there are, God knows, 50 podcasts and we put out a weekly letter that's quite informative. It's got a lot of information in it, and you can sign up to be on that mailing list. We have symposia that we put on. We get farmers from all over the country, as well as more rock star people, you know, the Michael Pollans of the world.
Yeah.
We get some senators and whatnot to come in, and they all get together and basically share ideas. So there's a lot of stuff available there, and we do a lot of direct outreach to farmers. We go out and talk to farmers too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there certainly is the China shock syndrome, what's going on in agriculture because of what the Chinese are doing, but they're not the only ones. These big corporations, again, you don't have to be opposed to them. You just have to work on your own. I think that's a great message from Dave. So that is one of the reasons that I'm helping to push this idea, because it does protect you, your family, your farm, and the people who are eating the food that comes from your place. That's in that. Remember, I'm remembering the slogan, even though it applies to a drug company. I think it was DuPont, where progress is our most important product. Do you remember? You're almost old enough to remember.
That's right. I remember.
Your commercials, yeah. Well, is what's going on progress? That's what you have to decide for yourself. But if you want to separate yourself from, you know, what's going on in the mainstream, then this is the way to do it. RealOrganicProject.org. Dave Chapman and all of his help, all of the info that's there. Grow great tomatoes. You know, great raspberries, great corn, whatever it is, lettuce. It's all there. All of the tools are there. Just got to research it and figure it out. RealOrganicProject.org. Our thanks to Dave Chapman for being here from Longwind Farm and Real Organic Project. It's very it's good to know what the update is. The focus is very positive, and hopefully people get the message. Dave, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Doug.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 53 past the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, trying to be upbeat with all of the things that we talk about. Sometimes I don't know that I sound as upbeat as I really am. I certainly love the time I spend on my farm. And if you ever want to research it, you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You can see things that are going on there. Kind of a slow season, as you can imagine, but looking forward to having the animals back again and having a new crop of calves to feed and have people learn about animals and learn about the farm by coming to visit the farm. Hopefully you're able to do that too on your farm. One of the things I find that gets in the way, and so this is my thought time for you to share my ideas, comes at the end of each hour of our time together. I would like to see more law enforcement education. I'm going to bet that many of the people will listen. What? What's he talking about? Our relationship as farmers with law enforcement. I find more and more around the country, not just in the Northeast where I am, but pretty much everywhere, local farmers have encountered a lot of problems with sheriffs and highway patrolmen and local police because they just don't know. I know in my area when people see a farm plate on my truck, the police just ignore. I mean, not that I'm doing anything wrong, but they kind of leave us alone. But it's taken a long time to get them there because in the case of Massachusetts and most other states have farm plates, you are able to do different things with the farm plates. But if you go somewhere and the police don't know and they stop you and you go through all kinds of aggravation to explain what's going on and they have to check it or they give you a citation, you go to court and the magistrate or the judge says, we support our family farmers. Why is this even here? I can remember a state police officer stopped me because I had a manure spreader on a fairly well-traveled road. And he said, you're a nuisance. And I looked at him and I said, please give me a ticket and tell me that I want to go to the judge and tell the judge that you think farmers are a nuisance. So he backed right off. He looked at me and he said, have a nice day, sir. And he got in his cruiser and drove away. But if I hadn't said that, he would have given me a ticket. I would have had to go to court and explain why it was that I was driving down the street with a manure spreader going to a field to spread manure. This is what's going on all too often in many places. I know the local farm bureaus, the National Farmers Organizations, are helping to educate the police. We've had, there are pictures on the website, and I've had this experience, and probably many of you have too, have cows. They get out. They get on the street. We have to go round them up. And it becomes an anomaly, because I'm the only dairy farm within 40 miles of where I am. And so when the cows get out, it becomes, okay, here comes the news crew, and here come the police. And unless the police, they know me and they know the farm. So, but they don't really know what to do, because they haven't been schooled. The best thing to do is, you know, kind of not do anything. Call the farmer and let the farmer take care of the livestock, unless you know what you're doing. It's the worst thing you can do is yell at them or blow the horn, scare them. You're just going to scatter them even more. But I find this to be the case not only with animals, but also the equipment on the farm that needs to move from field to field. A lot of law enforcement professionals just don't know. They need instruction on handling farms. And so I guess what I'm suggesting is it would be nice if we had law enforcement trained as part of going to a, especially if you're in a rural area, you go to classes or you're trained, whatever law enforcement requirements there are to become a policeman in your district. Part of it ought to be that the policeman understands how to help the farmer concept, not write him up, not take him to task for something that's wrong, but to help. If the cows are out, then keep the traffic at bay. I know the last time my cows got out, well, not this summer, this past summer, but summer before that, we had people blowing their horn and trying to get around the cows and yelling and swearing at me and the guys on the farm. And it just isn't acceptable. It isn't. Where do you think that, I always say to people when they give me a hard time, where's your food coming from tonight, pal? And then, of course, they look at you like you were crazy and they keep moving. So maybe what we ought to do is all get together and hopefully work with the police to get them to understand what it's like to be a farmer today and how to deal with livestock when it gets out or whatever the problem may be, and how to help instead of being a hindrance. Helping is what police are supposed to do, so let's hope they will help us do our jobs on the farm. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the American Family Farmer.
It's harvest time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.